Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, August 7th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, once again looking out on an absolutely gorgeous summer day here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and considering it a privilege that we have the opportunity to share God's Word, and you have clicked on something to listen to our message. We titled today's message, Looking Unto Jesus. We have two scripture texts. Listen to how they will relate. From Luke 9, verse 62, and Hebrews 12, verse 2.
No one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Yesterday, I went with my friend Jay Kopp on a field trip. Jay is taking a course in photography and asked me if I could arrange a visit with my Amish friends to do a photographic project concerning the farming implements and methods used in the past. Well, the Amish provide great examples of living history. We visited Eli, an older Amish dairy farmer who lives on a large farm near the Strasburg Railroad. Being a train buff, it's great to hear the steam whistle and see the plume of smoke as the train passes above the ridge over his farm. Well, Jay and I walked back to the farm, which is set back on a long dirt lane. I explained to Eli the photo project, and he took us to his barn where he had a collection of interesting old farm equipment. He dug out an old moldboard plow. And if you look to the site today, there's a picture of Jay standing behind that very plow. It's in the barn. It's not the best photo. I don't think probably Eli's used it in many years. But I told Jay, as I took a photo of Jay with the plow, that I had an idea for a message. And I want to share, based on this plow, as the Holy Spirit brought to my remembrance today's first scripture verse. The words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, it takes a great deal of strength, concentration, and perseverance to plow a field. Initially, in order to get a straight row, you must fix your eyes on a fixed, distant object, such as a tree. After you have a straight row, you can focus on the furrow or previous row as you continue plowing. But most importantly, you don't look back. Many of you who know me personally have often heard me say farewell with one of these two phrases. Most often, stay faithful, but I've often used the phrase, keep your hand to the plow. And I've done this for many years.
Staying faithful, what a quality. It's not dramatic. It's not sensational. But think with us for a few moments. Consider those who, over the long haul, have been a genuine and enduring blessing to you. Right at the top of the list of their good qualities is that of faithfulness, isn't it? We'll take faithfulness over flashiness anytime. God said regarding Moses, quote, "He is faithful in all my house," end quote. What a gratifying affirmation to receive from God Himself.
In Matthew's Gospel, Jesus gives us a glimpse of what we'll hear when we finish the race. It sure won't be, "Great job, O thou flashy one." No, it will be, and I'm quoting the Lord here, "Well done, good and faithful servant." That's in Matthew 25, verse 23.
And in the book of Revelation, we have a recognition of His, quote, "called, chosen, and faithful followers," end quote. Revelation 17:14.
Well, indeed, let us all stay faithful and keep our hand to the plow, not looking back, but instead looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
Let's all pray together. Jesus, it is the desire of our heart to remain faithful to you. The world often uses the expression, "be true to yourself," intending that people stand up for what they believe in. But those of the world, by and large, stand for causes and beliefs that often conflict with the Holy Word of God. We're also subject to error and our emotions cannot be trusted. So with absolute resolve, we choose to remain true to you rather than self. We join with others of the Christian faith who hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, even as we spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Amen. Just a little additional note today on my part. While growing up, I spent a week every summer with my grandparents in Arkansas during planting season. I think of the yoke Grandpa would put between the two mules when he pulled the plow. He never did use a tractor, didn't really drive a car. He wasn't Amish, but he certainly used their ways and means as far as his farming skills. And the yoke he used prevented the mules from going two directions and forced them to be a working team, providing double the horsepower. It is essentially the strength of two mules united for one singular purpose. Imagine the work that can be accomplished for the kingdom of God when we unite in the same way, breaking up fallow ground along the way as we keep our eyes on the goal of our heavenward calling.
Amen. Thanks for that perspective, Brooksine. And I did meet Brooksine's grandpa and grandma through our dating period, the first several years. And what an interesting people, and especially her grandpa. Wow. Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we've prepared for Thursday, August 7th, 2008. We welcome you to go to our site today. We have quite a few pictures up. What a wonderful day to take pictures yesterday on our Amish farms. We visited two of them. And we have several pictures up on the site, and only a small portion of what I took. Also, I have several links you may find interesting regarding the moldboard plow. And actually, an incredible picture you can link to of a person in Germany that's plowing behind a team of two horses that I found on the web. Have some information on the railroad today. I mentioned I'm a railroad buff, and I have both a link to the Strasburg Railroad, and right across the street is the Museum of the Pennsylvania Museum of Railroads. And of course, some music today. One song particularly I'd never heard before, but it's titled "Keep Your Hand to the Plow," and it's got a good message. And then there's a couple of other songs not necessarily related to plowing, but related to faithfulness today. Let's stay faithful all our lives and keep our hand to the plow and not look back.